More Matu, man.
Hey, man.
What's going on?
Oh, it's
Rage.
Great.
How's that doing?
Oh, it's fantastic.
I tried to calm him down.
I didn't have a small meltdown in the last 7 minutes of the show or anything. It's fine. I mean, it wasn't even the show. It just did real life. Just a meltdown. It's fine. We're okay. Everything's okay. It's fine. I'm breathing in. He told me to think about birds.
Sweet birds in the birds. Sound of the forest.
Birds are making me feel better. It should
birds
be.
Birds in the forest, man. Just relax. Matthew's dead. He no longer exists. Pinella isn't a person.
Yes.
We don't even know him.
God, he's that would be nothing. A perfect world, wouldn't
right?
it? It would
That's
be.
What I'm saying.
It would be. Although he's been very nice to me lately, so I probably shouldn't slam him. Although he is... I'm not going to get into that. It's not worth it.
I think the man's down in the dumps.
Who cares? Hey guys, what's up? How you doing? Pro Xbox, how you doing? Ball and Hobo, Taylor, Hiko, Genesec. Is that it? Britt. Do I say hi to Britt? I feel like it's weird to say hi to Britt, you know.
I mean, this is the only time you see her.
It
so
is
yeah,
true.
As well.
All right, hi Britt. Good to see you. Hope you're doing well. How's your life been? You know? Whatever. It's fine. So, the intro, for those of you listening only on podcasts and wondering why I'm having a meltdown, the whole intro... Oh, and Chillin' Gamer said oof back. Hey. It didn't have audio.
Did it not?
I would explain it.
What happened to your puppy?
I don't know. It's also enraging...
Did you bite it?
No, I don't know why it's doing that. I don't know why it's doing that. It's fine. Anyway, I won't go into why it didn't work. And I won't go into why I fixed it the way I fixed it, mm-hmm. which is the wrong way, because it'll just bore you. But just know that I'm enraged, okay?
That's a great place to start off the show, man.
Just know that I'm enraged. How do I host on PC? You got to go to your chat. You got to go to your channel, and you got to type /host/SethandColby. That's how you do it. That's the only way to do it. Or you can have Better Twitch TV installed, and you just click the host button under the video. That's the easiest way. But then you got to install Better Twitch TV, and there's like a whole thing.
I don't got that.
No, you definitely don't have that.
Don't.
No, you don't see any of the cool emotes. You just
that's perfectly fine. Hey, if I don't have it, do they just not show up then, or do I see just the text?
You see just the text.
Okay.
Yeah. Just the
then
text.
That's fine. I know what's happening since I made them.
You do, yeah. Well, you don't know what, like, Pepe Laugh is.
I know what that is exactly.
Well, do you know what Papa Jeff is?
Nope.
What
it's
about
a guy who, Overwatch dude.
Okay, what about Potanger?
Is it Jeff Bezos?
It's not Jeff
is
Bezos.
It Jeff Daniels?
It's not Jeff Daniels either.
Is it?
The Overwatch dude was right. I don't know why you kept going.
No, I know.
Okay, all right.
You're
just trying to name Jeffs?
Jeffs, yeah.
Jeff Goldblum.
Oh, boom. Got one.
That's it?
I think that's all I got.
We get three Jeffs? We're out of Jeffs? Jeff Bridges. Jeff Foxworthy. Jeff Bridges.
Oh, yeah, the grid.
Yeah.
The grid.
There's got to be more Jeffs out there.
There's a lot of Jeffs, man. Jeff. My name's Jeff.
That's Jefe, man. Yeah, that guy. Okay. All right. Yeah, cool. What was I saying? What's happening?
Hey, man.
What are we talking about? Are we doing a are we live right now?
You ever drink Captain?
I haven't drank Captain since I was a teenager, probably.
Sprite?
No, you know why I don't drink Captain? Because that's Matthew's favorite beer. I mean,
oh,
rum.
Beer, huh?
Rum. If someone hosts and they have no viewer, does it still give the channel more of a chance to be discovered? Yes. Please host me.
All the things. Interact every
yes,
which way
do
you can.
Host. If you
especially
host.
Especially the subscribe button. It's real and it's a nifty one. You
Ball
click
and
it.
Hobo just resubbed, okay? Yeah. He's
where was
good.
That?
You know what? Ball and Hobo, I asked him today to send me details on his truck.
Did he not?
He has not yet sent me details. All I want to do is sell that man's
I mean,
truck.
We can make him up.
Do you know what he said to me?
Spits out
he
gold
said he
from
was
the
about,
exhaust pipe.
About to trade it in. We can't let that happen.
Nope.
We've got to sell his truck.
Yeah, I mean, that's like 20% of the value you can get for that truck.
Easily.
Mm-hmm.
Easily.
Yeah.
So, and it's like, it's literally the Arctic up there. Like, how do people not want his truck right
like,
now?
Like, yeah, how's Canada doing in this whole polar vortex thing?
It's cold.
Because all I've been seeing is frozen household items.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's people in our Discord up there in Canada, and it's like, look, the inside of my door handle has ice on it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, that's not good, right?
No.
It's bad.
No, I saw a toilet break and all the water in the thing was frozen.
That was horrifying, dude. Yeah. That was, yeah, no, let's pass from that. I didn't realize you came from Birdie Snowman's channel, bro. That's awesome, dude. It's awesome. I haven't seen him in a long time. I'm missing
Snowman.
Him.
That's a.
We've Burning Snowman's been here before too. I think, right? Burning Snowman. Have we seen him?
What's the word that means? It's a word that.
You didn't even finish the description. You just said, "What's a word that means?" And then you laughed.
There's two words in my head right now that I can't think of.
The description of the word and the word.
Yeah. No.
Okay. Yeah, no.
There's two words, and then they mean the opposite of the other.
Oxymoron?
That one.
Is that what you're going with? Oh, Burning
Isn't that
Snowman?
A Burning Snowman?
Yes.
I'm the moron. Welcome.
We did all of that. We did all of
I
that.
I thought it was like,
oxymoron.
It was hyperbole. That was the other one.
Hyperbole is like an exaggeration, you know? Like, you speak it in
firefighters.
Right. Like, I'd speak it in hyperbole.
I got
like,
you.
I'm so angry, I could have lit fire with my butt.
I don't think that's hyperbole.
That's hyperbole.
That's straight facts.
I think it's still hyperbole. Although, I would love it. Honestly, I would take the power to light things on fire with my butt.
Cool.
I would take any superpower, if I'm being honest. Even if that's the one that I end up with.
Mm-hmm. I'll take it.
I'll do that.
I'll spit flames from my ass all day. All day.
Oh, God. Well, hey, everybody. Welcome. Hey, it's the Seth and Colby Show.
You can follow us at the things that are on the screen.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know why you have to read them. Just let them happen. Like, they're just there. People could read.
Did I read them?
Well, I mean, I guess not. You acknowledge that it's there.
Fuck off.
I would rather you not acknowledge it.
I would like to acknowledge when things come up on the screen for no reason. Like, we don't even know they're there.
Well, I want to know what it is. Oh, my God, Zero, I haven't seen you in literally ages, bro. How are you?
Fat cheeks.
It's been ages since I've seen Zero. It's good to see you, man. How are you? You remember him? He used to sub to us.
Nope.
Okay.
I only remember current subscribers. And even then, I mean, it's a little hard.
That is some... That's some selling out right there,
dropping
dude.
Dropping to bombs, man.
How about that Ted Bundy documentary, and Zac Efron is going to play him in a movie. Trailer looks okay. I saw the trailer for the Zac Efron as a serial killer movie. I realize I don't know anything about Ted Bundy. Do you know anything about Ted Bundy?
No.
I'm going to be honest with you.
I guess all those famous murderers confused because... they all just murder people, so they're not really worth remembering.
Well, I think that's why this guy...
I remember Hitler, though.
...is worth remembering.
You do it the best, you get the recognition.
Okay, I was going to say something that I thought would be offensive, but I'm okay right now because of that what just happened. But I honestly thought Ted Bundy was a country singer. That's what I thought.
Oh, really?
I thought he was like an old school rocker.
No.
That's what I thought.
I didn't know who he fucking was. He could have been a goddamn dog.
I mean, I've heard of him.
I care.
I don't know the other. I feel like there's two serial killers in the 70s.
Manson?
That's the one
Charles
that I
Manson?
Think of. Yeah, Manson.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, also could be a singer.
Yeah.
Charles Manson,
Marilyn
Ted Bundy.
Manson,
they could,
his son.
Yeah, they could easily be singers,
mm-hmm.
You know?
They're related. For sure.
Who's the guy who came from Wichita? BTK. What was his real name?
Ooh.
I feel like it was Gregory something.
Mm-hmm.
Dennis Rader.
That one.
Dennis Rader, not a good band name.
No.
No, not a good... Not a good... Not
Dennis
a good.
System, though, man.
That's what he did. He Dennis System. D. Died and then filled in all the rest of the letters with murder. Okay, yeah. I love figuring out how their minds work.
No. I could avoid...
Taylor, that makes me slightly worried about you. I'm going to be honest. It also makes me worried about ourselves.
Why?
Well, because she's kind of followed us around for 10 years, studying us, which either means we are close to serial killers and she wants to learn how our minds work, or we are probably top of the list to be a serial killer's victim.
We probably don't really care about their minds because we have our own and it's worse.
I'm obsessed with killers. Does your girlfriend watch...
No.
Like podcasts and stuff about killers and stuff.
No, she watches The Bachelor.
Like, I know there's a whole bunch of like cultures of women out there who are like really obsessed with murder and crime, and Chris is one of them. And she's not alone. There's a lot.
Didn't Manson, like, serial kill?
Man, it just gets me.
A whole bunch of... Oh, bam! Zero Cool! I remember that name now. It's up in my dome piece. Zero Cool. I don't even know how you pronounce the X.
But I've been saying Zero Cool. That's how I say it.
That's not how you pronounce it, because it's not a Z.
But it's xylophone. Zero Cool.
I don't even know how you spell xylophone.
Were you judging Brit for The Bachelor?
Oh, yeah.
You
hard earlier.
You watched Death Race. You cannot judge.
I haven't watched Death Race since it came out in 2007.
There's no excuse. All right? You defend it though. You say it's good.
The first one.
Don't say it.
Decent.
Nope.
Decent.
No. No.
Who's right?
I'm right because it's Zero Cool. You're wrong because it's not X-Ero Cool. Imagine that. Look at those hogs, man.
I don't think that's how it works. How do you spell xylophone? Isn't it XY?
Yeah, xylophone. Yeah.
There's no Y involved.
There doesn't have to be. That's where the Xy comes from.
X-ray.
An X
at
the start.
Can you name another word that starts with X?
Symphony.
That's not a thing.
I just made it one.
It's not
I'm going to make a book that's going to call Symphony of Rage.
How many words start with X? It's like on two hands, right?
Probably, yeah. I mean, we don't have a dictionary, but...
Isn't the show about learning?
Could you go to dictionary.com and just pull up a list of words like you could with a paper dictionary?
Probably.
Let's find out.
If not, there's just search words that start with X.
I'd be smarter. I can't spell that.
Fuck that. Fuck that. Gonna die on this hill, Colby? What hill?
Oh, there's a lot. Oh, there is a...
No, those are made up words.
There's a lot.
Those are made up words.
There's a lot of words that... Oh, that's the wrong button. There's a lot of words here. It's a lot of words.
Those are all made up.
That's a Xylan, Xenon, Xylene, Xylos, Xenopus.
Xeroxed?
Xeroxed.
Is that really how you pronounce or spell Xeroxed?
Yeah. Xenomorph. Is that right?
That is from the aliens, isn't it?
Awesome, Pro. I will check them out during just chatting. I hope it lasts 3 hours and we don't have to play games. Xylograph. Xenograph.
Battle of the Wits.
Xenobiotic. Xylography.
That's B-O-T-W, man.
All right. See you later, Zero. Thank you for the host, or thank you for the sub, dude. I appreciate
that. Man. I remember Zero Cool now. It's stuck in my
mind. Yeah, I'm glad to see you're alive, man. I have been thinking about you lately. See you around, brother. Zero radiography.
The fuck is B-O-T-W, man?
Breath of the Wild.
Ah, stupid Zelda. I made a Zelda logo recently, actually.
Did you? For, like, a shirt? Like, a work thing?
Mm-mm.
No? Just for fun, or?
I'm on this logo challenge thing.
Okay.
So I'm doing, like, 30 logos.
Okay.
Definitely not in 30 days, but...
You think you could maybe make some logos, you know, for your boy Z-Swigs that he could then put on t-shirts for your challenge?
No, because your name is shit. You also don't give me, like, 3 paragraphs of inspiration as to where to go with the logo.
I could.
You should.
I could easily fill pages of inspiration. You would not read it.
I wouldn't.
Yeah, I know. That's why I won't waste my time.
If you emailed it to me daily, I might.
You would not.
I might, because I'm reading these.
You would set up... The only work you would do is you would set up an inbox rule that if I got an email from me and it was longer than 3 sentences, it would immediately go to trash. That's the only thing
I don't even know how to do that.
You would figure it out. Also, you also don't pay him. Listen, ballin' hobo. Listen. I can't pay him because he doesn't do any work, okay? Also, I pay him.
Can't do work,
paying. He got a fat paycheck coming up on January 15th, okay? Big fat paycheck, all right? You know how many hours of content he's provided to earn that? Like 6.
January 15th?
Yeah, or February 15th. I forgot. Yeah, it is January, is it? February 15th.
What the fuck you talking about?
February 15th.
Also, what the fuck is February 15th?
That's your payday.
For what?
You get money.
Oh,
from
December?
This show. Well, I think because they've been slacking. It's like October, November, and December.
Gotcha.
But not everybody can be famous and popular like me. So, you know, it happens.
Also, some of us don't do it daily, but, you know.
You could.
Couldn't.
You could.
Physically could not.
You physically could.
I physically would throw up in my mouth.
But you could do
Seeing
it.
Seeing you every day, couldn't do it.
That's rude. That's just rude. Where's my paycheck for watching? No, Ball and Hobo, you misunderstand. You make the paycheck happen. In fact, now would be a great time to mention how the top tips and top cheers are both empty for this week. How embarrassing is that dying show? okay? I'm not gonna lie to you. During that pre-show, when I was raging out, I told Colby, let's cancel Sunday and just do Thursday.
He did.
I said, let's cancel Sunday, and he goes, you mean because of the Super Bowl? And I said, no, let's just get rid of it and only do Thursdays.
That'd be great.
And he talked me off the ledge, because he said that we've only ever done this show for nobody, so we might as well continue doing it for nobody.
I don't know why I
said
that.
Right,
I should have just went with it.
Yeah, I was surprised. It's because you knew how serious I was about canceling. You caught me, and you had your one chance.
Mm-hmm.
You missed. You let it slip.
Taylor's
Mom Spaghetti
typically there, man.
She's there, and then she leaves 10 minutes in.
Well.
Taylor shows up. She's like, hey, look at all this stuff. Immediately, now, do it for me. I'm Taylor. Because she knows we love her. We can't live without her. And then we do her stuff, and then she's like, all right, peace, I'm going to go eat chicken, or whatever she does on Sunday.
She has given us, like, a lot of money over the course of, like, the year, and then alcohol, and then also, like, Buffalo Wild Wings gift cards, and all that jazz.
And you think, Taylor, more than anyone, knows the size of the hole in my soul that needs to be filled with attention. She, out of everyone, knows. It's never enough. That's why she leaves, because she doesn't care.
Get some corgis.
She knows,
man.
She can't do enough. She could stay the entire show, and I'd be like, why wasn't she there
some corgis,
in chat chatting with me while I was ready to hit
kid,
start streaming?
Get on it.
What do you mean? You think that's going to help?
That will take your attention.
It's not going to help.
It's not.
None of them want my attention.
You can hope.
None of them want it.
You can hope. Most of these people are here for your attention, so how about that? How does that make you feel?
I don't know. Half of them.
They're not good enough, apparently. That's what you're saying. That's all I'm hearing.
Can we actually cancel Sunday? Because that's what he says, his birthday. No, we're going to do Sunday show. It will be shorter, though.
Oh, well.
We will do a shorter one. Probably 30 minutes shorter, I would say.
Yeah.
You know, just to give us some, give us some
room.
Yeah. It is a Super Bowl.
Where are you going to watch Super Bowl, man?
I'm going to go with my parents. We were just going to do it here, but then my mom invited me, and I was like, all right, free food. So.
All right.
Free food. But yeah. Still doing the show, though. She's like, come over early. We can play games. And I'm like, got a podcast, can't.
That's a good excuse.
I mean, it's a fact, you know.
Could not be.
It's true.
You just say cancel Sundays.
Sir! Just what Taylor says. Just.
Where's our credit, then?
You get credit.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Yeah. You can always watch the show later.
He doesn't
okay?
Get credit.
It's later.
He doesn't give you credit,
watch
guys.
It later. It's
don't
fine.
Give it.
Or watch it the next Sunday or the one after or whatever, you know?
It wouldn't be a next Sunday if you canceled all Sundays.
I'm not going to cancel Sunday show, okay? Mm-hmm. I was just mad that so many people were here tonight, but they weren't here on Sunday. It's a problem I have with my brain.
That's because they didn't get the message quick enough that the new intro happened on Sunday.
It doesn't matter. They should be here every Sunday,
mainly,
every time.
Mainly because I sent it to you the night before.
You did. Yeah, well, it was the evening, to be fair.
Yeah. I said night.
Yeah, I was giving you a little bit more time. I was being nicer to you. It wasn't the night, it was
the
evening.
It was dark.
No, because I was on stream when you sent it to me.
Nah.
Okay.
Incorrect.
It's fine. I mean, I distinctly remember saying to my chat, hey, Colby just sent me the intro, so it looks like it's going to be new tomorrow. I remember saying that.
Well, then they should have fucking known.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, there's some people like, well, okay, let's see here. Pro, Genesect, they're all from my channel, you know. I think Zero Cool's from
y'all
my channel.
Y'all should have fucking known. Right,
Taylor's from here. Ball and Hobo's from here, so, you know. I don't expect them to show up for this show, though. It's different. Hiko's here. But he's from this show, too, see?
Well, there you go, man.
But he's over at my channel now.
You're welcome.
And he's a sub.
And you're welcome.
I actually don't remember if he's a sub. I think he is. I think he got gifted.
I don't care. You're welcome. Get
and there's
this.
Chilling Gamer. See, he's from my channel.
So I'm still sick.
Really? Mm-hmm. You sound a lot better today.
Oh, I'm so much better.
It's medicine, right?
Friday. I got the antibiotics. I'm fine.
Can you not?
I just
stare
still have all the.
Can you stare right at Pro Xbox, please?
Do you want this in your nightmares?
It's already in there. I think it's too late. It's too late. Yeah,
it's all got.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Mm-hmm. It's pretty good. It was like cropped perfectly, so like it looked like your hair was going crazy.
Dude, my hair is on one tonight.
My bottle looks like a mayonnaise bottle, so I just got grossed. Are you talking about this? This is a liter bottle with stickers all
full
over
full of mayonnaise. You got it.
I'll tell you,
he's
it's fine.
Jinking, he's
I like mayonnaise.
Jinking the mayonnaise all day long.
Mine, I like mayonnaise.
Mine has Captain in it, and I'm very happy about that.
Yeah, mine does not. Mine's just water. So.
I haven't drank
since Thursday.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you do anything this weekend, man?
I can't remember.
Okay.
Maybe Saturday?
I don't know. All I know is that I missed a Snapchat story with your face in it last week, and I'm very sad about it.
Yes. Oh, yep.
You did something on Saturday.
Yep.
I went and loaded Snapchat, and his story didn't come up for some reason.
Saturday.
So it wasn't very good what it was like.
Oh, he knows now. No, I'm assuming you knew that he knows, but he knows.
That I put him in there?
What he does.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Does he know we play him on the show?
I told him.
Well, why would you do that? Now you've ruined the experience.
I mean, no, but... Oh, yeah, anniversary. It was me and Britt's 1 year. We went out to...
It's awkward.
Dude, it's a week ago, man. I can't remember. Three seconds ago. Who was that one guy that subbed? I can't remember.
This excuse doesn't work on Britt. She knows better.
She knows that's true.
You can't buffalo me. Or you can't buffalo her like you do me. Man.
Buffalo?
Yeah, buffalo me. Yeah.
You want me to just trample over you?
Buffalo is a term that means, like, fool.
Is it from the Lion King?
Got buffaloed. No, those are wildebeest.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Okay, sounds like it was special. Was it special, man?
Yeah, man, we went to fucking Siena Tuscan Steakhouse.
Oh, the one downtown?
Yeah, I spent, like, a lot.
Was it worth it? What was better? Okay, let me ask the questions in this order, and don't give any extra details, just yes or no questions, okay? Was this restaurant downtown Wichita that you went to more expensive than the Denver steakhouse you went to?
Yep.
Okay. Was the restaurant in downtown Wichita more delicious than the one in Denver?
It's a pretty even comparison. I think we got more at the Wichita one.
Okay.
So that would be the increased price.
Okay, so also you feel it. Like it was a value?
I got like three margaritas, man. It was great.
Took it to McDonald's. You got margaritas?
Yes.
You went to a fancy steakhouse and got margaritas.
I don't like anything else.
It's just Colby things, dude.
It was the Añejo tequila. It was real, real.
Añejo. Oh, yeah, I love Añejo. Añejo. Añejo.
Whatever that is.
What do you say?
The top of the line tequila.
You Patron?
No, it was better than that.
Oh, better than Patron.
Yes.
I don't know what it is.
Well, yeah, then you don't know liquor.
I don't. I'm poor.
That's what I'm saying.
I drink Johnny Walker Red and Kraken, and they're sent to me for free.
I could be wrong, but there's like silver, and then there's gold, and then there's Añejo. It's like aged like 20 years or some shit.
Listen, babe, nugs are on the dollar menu, and all girls love
y'all
nugs,
motherfuckers so. Can suck a big one. Because that was an expensive meal.
Dude, the expense doesn't mean it's romantic, okay? It's a thought put into it. Did you pick it?
I picked it actually for our first date.
Okay.
And then she was like, let's
why would
maybe
you
not
set the
there.
Bar so high,
right.
Dude?
Well, we didn't go there, mainly because she was like, you sure?
I mean, I know how long it had been between, you know, the women. I understand why you would want to take them on there on the first date.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That's like a guaranteed thing in your
it's
mind,
a
right?
Guarantee. No.
Guaranteed. Like, she at least...
I was like, I wanted something fancy. She a fancy lady. So I wanted something fancy. That was way
Britt's
too
a fancy.
Fancy
lady?
For me, yeah. Back the fuck up.
Well, for you, you're drinking margaritas at the steakhouse. Of course she's fancy for you. There's some hobos out at the gas station asking for quarters that are fancier than you, man.
Oh, go suck my balls.
I mean, I wouldn't say Britt isn't fancy, but I don't really describe her as, like, fancy. Look at Taylor sucking up.
Well, fuck you, man. She's fancy to me. That's the
Taylor,
only thing that
has
matters.
Has Taylor always been on your side?
Yes.
Or did she switch recently?
No. I always get beat up here.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
You
like,
beat me
like
down.
Taylor's, like,
somebody
on your
has
side.
To be on my fucking side. Which I really appreciate.
Is Taylor on your side and Jessica on mine? Is that how that's always worked for that dynamic?
I don't think Jessica's on your side, no. I don't think that's it.
I need someone to be on my side.
I don't
side.
Think anybody's on either side. We both are dumbasses. So, I mean,
that's a fact. Very true.
It happens.
We are both idiots.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. We're both idiots. So,
yeah, I did that Friday.
Okay.
And then we went to Side Pockets Saturday.
Okay.
And then that was the last time.
Okay. What are you doing for the Super Bowl?
Going to her mother's house.
Okay. Why are we both going to our parents? Like two idiots.
Because?
Do you think our parents went to their parents for the Super Bowl when they were 30?
Probably.
Okay. I don't think they did.
Maybe. It depends. Back then, probably.
I don't think they did.
The older people had nicer TVs. Now anybody can get a TV.
Yeah, TVs now. Like, they still say that the Super Bowl weekend is the, like, number one weekend for TV sales outside of Black Friday.
Brett's mom bought a new TV.
I don't understand that. Like, I feel like if you bought a TV in the last 4 years, your TV is just as good as when you go and get it Best Buy nowadays.
Oh, definitely.
Right?
You know, like, 1080p TVs are either same or more expensive than 4K?
Yeah, I believe it.
That's
ridiculous. Yeah.
Like, it's stupid.
I feel like a five-year gap in the 90s was huge technology-wise.
Yes.
You know? But now 5 years TVs, nothing.
Nope. You know the cell phone, smartphone bubble has popped?
What's that mean?
Means like last year they lost money compared to all previous years.
Well,
they
dude,
made
people
money.
Are tired of buying a new phone for a new number on the back.
They like up the price on every single one of them. Samsung's new Galaxy is $1,000. The iPhone's $1,000.
Why are they $1,000?
Because the OLED screen, man.
Who cares?
Literally, that's it. And yes, literally, I don't know anybody who cares saying that the iPhone 8 or 7 or 6's screen is bad.
I think what it is that, I don't know, maybe this is because I live in a weird bubble now, but I don't think I do, because I'm surrounded by techies all the time. Like, Pro Xbox talks about tech stuff all the time. I got like 4 people in my chat talk about tech. No tech. And I feel like 5 years ago, the tech people set the trend for, like, what people would talk about. They'd be like, this OLED screen is so great and so vibrant. You're going to love it. And so, like, then regular people would be like, okay, I could take that talking point and I can buy it. And I can go show my cubicle monkey friend, you know, I got the OLED screen. It's so much more vibrant. Mm-hmm. And nowadays, everything looks great, period.
Yeah.
You can't be like, this one is 99% great, and this one's 100% great. This one costs $6. This one costs $1,000. Everyone's going to be fine with 99% good.
I mean, yeah. Yes, they are making ridiculous profit on it, but they also had to increase the price because the fucking OLED screen.
You have an
they
iPhone 8?
Samsung, yeah.
I mean, I've seen iPhone X's. Their screens don't look better than my current screen. It's exactly the same.
Yeah.
You know, when I went and saw 4K...
Haven't we talked about HDR on this channel?
Yeah.
Once before, how it's not, like, super great?
I mean, you could tell a difference, but it's not worth an extra $3,000.
Yeah, but is it even better looking?
No, I don't think it is, personally.
That's what I thought.
Well, I think that's how we discussed it on this channel, was that HDR, most people, like, movie makers, they don't want HDR because they don't look at it in HDR in their editing room. They don't look at an HDR when they're filming it. So why in post... When it's being premiered, is it now being shown in a way where the director has never seen it that way before? You know, it's the same way with fake 3D. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
But all the screens look exactly the same to me, man.
Mm-hmm.
It's not worth it.
You can't see better than 1080p, I don't think.
I don't know.
Especially from a distance.
Well, I remember going from like small screens to 4K and being like, wow, look at that detail.
Yeah.
But I don't know if it's just like made up or if it's lights in Best Buy. But like this TV up here, 1080p. That TV out there, 4K. When I watch content on this monitor for my stream in 1080p, it looks just as good as if I throw it up there on my 4K TV 9 times out of 10.
Yeah.
Very rarely is there something that I see on that 4K TV where I'm like,
wow! I think the 4K is only better because of the bigger screen, I think. Because like this one, you could see the individual pixels if you got close enough on the 4K.
You can.
You could.
Yeah, well, and that's true. And, like, there is 4K content. But
from a couch, it doesn't matter.
Well, here's how I know. Exactly. From a couch, here's the difference. Like, I watch Amazon Prime on my PlayStation. My PlayStation only outputs 1080p, so I watch 1080p Amazon Prime shows on my 4K TV right there. If I open up my smart TV app and go to Amazon Prime, it plays in 4K.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see any difference.
No.
I don't see any difference at all. Very rarely will I see a difference.
Yeah.
But also, I have terrible vision, so that might have something to do with it.
It doesn't matter to me. They both look fine.
And it's not worth spending $3,000 to get a marginal upgrade.
I had a Vizio, like, 49-inch, I think, TV for 6-7 years now.
I just think we've crossed that meridian where only certain people like Pro Xbox, he could see differences.
Well, yeah,
I think the normal
see
person,
them, but they don't matter.
I don't know if the normal person can.
I don't
can.
Think they matter.
I don't think the normal person can.
I think if you sat them side by side, they could. But if you looked at one, left, and then looked at another,
but my mom isn't going to watch, you know, Desperate Housewives on ABC at home and then go watch Desperate Housewives at Best Buy and be like, this looks remarkably different. Yeah. It's going to look the same, and it's not going to be worth her paying $4,000.
Yeah. I think it's just gotten to the point, you can't fucking
sell. So that's why I think it doesn't sell.
It better,
right.
It's not selling.
Right, and I think that's why the bubble pops.
Gotta have some new thing,
we finally crossed the threshold. We want something that changes our life, man. Print money, and then I will buy it.
I saw a foldable phone today.
Who cares? Why am I going to fold a phone?
I mean, it looks really bad.
Why am I going to fold it? What's the point of foldable paper? Or foldable digital paper?
Bigger screen. You can have it in a phone.
Here's what I don't get, okay? Hmm. No one reads magazines now.
Mm-hmm.
So why are all of a sudden we going to start reading magazines when they come on a $500 digital device? When's the last time you were at the grocery store and you bought a $250 copy of People?
Never.
Okay, so why would you spend $500 to get a digital device that could fold, looks great, it's bigger, more clear, but it costs $500 to read a People magazine?
I don't know about magazines, but like
that's
books
what I don't get.
Or like art or things like that. Like, I mean, I see a whole lot of people creating cool shit on iPad Pros with the pencil.
When have you ever seen something created
in real
life by someone who made something on an iPad pencil?
What now?
Like, you see those because it's crazy because it's on the iPad. But there's no actual use for that technology. The only thing people use that technology for is to take pictures of them using the technology and then put it on the internet.
For hand lettering, man.
Oh, hand lettering, yeah.
That's a big old design trend right now, and I want to do it, and I can't because I don't have an iPad.
Well, stop going to Tuscan Steakhouses, and maybe you could get an iPad.
I could have bought an old iPad for the amount of money I spent on that dinner. Couldn't.
Maybe don't go to Cancun.
Totally.
Maybe buy an iPad.
I don't want an iPad.
You want to go to Cancun?
I'll use it twice, and then it
That's
will sit in a drawer.
That's my point, man!
But people who actually do that for a living...
You do it for a living!
I don't. Not that. My clientele ain't looking for hand lettering.
Hey, your clientele Z-Swigs over here would love some hand lettering logo. Because I'll take anything.
Yeah, you'd take
a font
that I'd find.
I would.
Yes.
I would guarantee that font would be
font's
beautiful.
Font's a lot easier than hand drawing.
Well, yeah, but you're the one who said you wanted to get in on the trend of hand lettering, so I'm just trying
to
give you some opportunity.
That's because that's like next tier design level, man.
Well, you got to reach the next tier of design.
Yeah.
All right, whatever.
Because then I can get the next tier fucking level job, man.
Okay, man, whatever.
I got to move on.
I like when you move up, keep making me new stuff.
I will not have time for that if I get a new job.
No, I need you to find time.
Nah.
I'm going to need you to find time for it.
Nah, not going to happen.
Eh. I'm going to need you to.
Already not happened. Will continue to not happen.
It's true. You have time now and you actively don't.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. Yep.
And you want to talk about some of this stupid stuff up here?
Yeah, man.
While Taylor's like, everyone get off his lawn making fun of me being so old. Okay.
Who's on his lawn?
Because I'm being old.
Oh,
you're saying I'm old. I'm a Luddite. I get it. All right?
I'm 25. God, that sucks to say.
What do you mean 25's young? I'm 31.
That sucks to say.
All right. All right, man. You got to explain something to me.
You know, I really thought that 25, 26 would be like the prime time.
Why?
I don't know.
That's when everything turns awful.
I guess. I didn't know that.
I've been telling you that for years.
I've been waiting and waiting, and now it's here, and I'm like, God, this is...
I've been telling you that for years, that 25 is when it starts to end. Whoa. All right, you got to tell me this, man.
You know what? It was the beer.
You got to tell me this.
It was beer.
The beer accelerated it?
Yep.
Okay, so we got this, man. Explain it to me.
Oh, my legs. What the fuck is this?
Okay, so I don't. This is a teaser trailer for Birds of Prey.
Oh yeah.
All right. I don't know what it is. What is it?
It's a movie.
Okay, that's Harley Quinn though.
Yeah.
Okay, so Birds of Prey is a movie, right?
Yeah.
So then, what's this? Where the Suicide Squad gets a 2021 release date?
Birds of Prey will probably come out next year. Or this year.
But what? How are there two?
The birds of prey are the female led bad guys.
And do you think of
guys.
This every single time?
I don't, but now I will okay. not ever not think of that.
Like, why are there two? I don't understand.
Because who is this? This is Warner Brothers?
Yes,
they have
this
nothing
is DC.
Else to do with their lives.
So what's Birds of Prey?
It's the female bad guys of the DC
so
universe.
So it's all female Suicide Squad?
Maybe.
And then is Suicide Squad 2 a reboot or a real Suicide Squad 2?
It's a Suicide Squad 2. It's a sequel. Not a reboot.
Okay, so if it's all female, is that a woman?
Yep.
Is that a woman?
Yep.
Is that a woman?
I hope not.
That's a woman. That's a woman.
Yeah, I don't... Replay it? Because it was real short. I
mean, it's only 19 seconds, chat. Look at this. Okay, woman, right?
That's which one?
Okay, that's a woman there.
Gotham.
That's a woman there. I mean, I see several men in there. Several men. I see several men. Don't know who that is. That's a man.
That's like the Man of Mayhem, right?
That is a man. That's Shyrani. That's who that... Who is that? Who is that guy?
I don't know, man.
He's just like, girl, I'm here. I'm here. I'm picking you up in my 81 Camaro, dude.
Yeah, he's trying to be Machine
You
want to
go score some Quaaludes? Hit on children? Give them alcohol? That's what that guy is right there. What's that?
You got me, man.
Do we see Jason Bateman for a frame?
Is that Ewan McGregor?
That's Ewan McGregor, right?
No.
Yes.
No.
That's Ewan McGregor.
No.
They only show him for one frame.
That ain't him.
That's him!
That ain't him.
That is Obi-Wan Kenobi,
no,
man.
Nope.
You can't just say no and change
I'm
facts.
I'm saying no, because that could be a very similar lookalike.
That's Ewan McGregor.
Yeah. That is not Ewan McGregor. Yeah, no. No, it is not.
That's Ewan McGregor. Look it up, dude. It's called Birds of Prey.
No,
ah!
No it ain't. God,
look it up, dude.
Fucking Wi-Fi.
You're on LTE,
swear
dude.
To God. Yeah, it sucks. I switched to LTE because your Wi-Fi sucks.
Sorry.
What is this black space?
It's Ewan McGregor right there.
Oh, my God. That's Ewan McGregor.
That's Ewan McGregor right
what?
There, man.
Derek Williams is the other guy.
Who's Derek Williams? Isn't that the guy who played for the New Jersey Nets for a while?
Tim Evans. Ewan McGregor plays Black Mask.
Well, there's Black Mask right there, man. Look at him.
Huntress is the other one. Black Canary. And those are the three.
I mean, that's clearly Ewan McGregor.
Dude, that's fucking...
There's that guy
that's
again.
That's fucking Ewan McGregor.
And they just dance for a while.
He's just...
This is also a screenshot of Colby at the Tuscan Steakhouse this Saturday, by the way.
Shit.
I just don't know why that exists, and then they're making another one? Like, I don't...
Yeah, one has Ewan McGregor in it, one has Will Smith. Get it right.
Wait, Will Smith's actually going to come back?
No shit! You couldn't make a Suicide Squad 2 without Deadshot.
Why not?
Because he's the whole pole of that first film.
I thought Harley Quinn was the pole of the
no,
first film.
No, it was Will Smith.
I thought it was Jared Leto.
No.
And Harley
Definitely,
Quinn.
Definitely. Well, it was Jared Leto before the movie came out, and then the movie came out, and then they were like,
well, I never
no
saw
Jared
the movie.
Leto.
All I saw was the promotions, and all it is, it's literally this trailer. It's Harley Quinn going, oh, come see my movie. You know, that's all it is the entire time. I'm not going to go watch it because she's got boobs. Although Ewan McGregor is a bigger draw to me.
I'm going to see it for Ewan McGregor.
I like
Holy
Ewan McGregor.
Fucking shit, man.
I like Ewan McGregor.
I haven't seen
a lot.
Him in anything big since fucking episode one.
It was 1999, man. I think he's been in some things since
he's
then.
He's been in something.
Oh, my God, dude. Okay, so then what about this? There's also a Batman movie coming out, and Ben Affleck is not going to be in it.
Yeah.
I don't.
Dude, they got nothing else, and they're riding
but
off
they
the
don't.
Wave.
They got Aquaman. Aquaman.
They are riding off the wave of Aquaman right now.
I thought Aquaman was great.
It was good.
So how did they accidentally make a good Aquaman?
Did you see Aquaman?
Like Aquaman? No.
Oh.
No. No.
I thought you just said Aquaman was great.
Well, I'm taking your opinion. Hey, what's up, Taco? How you doing, man?
It was good. Yeah.
Okay. So, did they accidentally make a good movie? Because out of...
I think the direct... Well...
All of the superheroes, Aquaman should be the worst one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's why in Entourage, one of our favorite shows, they make an Aquaman movie, because it's the most LOL they'll never make an Aquaman movie.
Yeah.
Because it's a stupid superhero. He wears orange tights and he rides fish.
Yeah.
No, that's stupid. And somehow that's the good
and
one?
And they got Jason Momoa to be in it, and then everybody
right, but
shit
the other,
their
but now they've
bands,
got,
man.
Oh, shit, son of a...
Oh, yeah, with that foghorn business got them $5. Whole big old five top tip. There you go. Taylor.
Buying my love. Thank you. Thank you,
right
Taylor.
Right there at the tip of the
you have,
top.
You have my love. You have it. Oh, yeah.
Smack dab up top of the middle screen.
By the way, Taylor, you know, not to get greedy, but if you cheered like five right now, you would be the big, you would be the double D, and you'd really make ZFM mad because he's not the double D on my channel this week. So if you want to hear your nemesis, just cheer like five bits. You know, just watch an ad. Just saying.
You don't have to.
You don't, but I'm just saying. Really get him, you know.
Yeah, man.
Really get him, just saying.
You know, Marvel has like five films that are going to come out once Endgame's done, right?
Yeah.
They're going to announce five different films.
Yeah.
That's what this is.
I don't understand how... The movies with Ben Affleck, Will Smith, what's her name?
Margot Robbie.
I don't understand how those movies are bad.
Because
if they can make, they can
they
make.
They gave the film to a trailer house that creates trailers to edit an hour and 50-minute movie.
What about Justice League?
Fucking what's his face? Zack Snyder died halfway through that movie. And to get Joss Whedon, who is a completely different tonal director, to come in and just half cut in Joss Whedon's shit with Zack Snyder's goddamn depressing ass funeral show.
I was watching, or I was with my mom, and we were talking about movies we wanted to go see this year, and I was looking up. Did you know there is another Justice League movie coming out this year?
This year?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, let me look at this.
No, there's not.
Yes, there is.
You're making shit up. It's animated. It's animated.
How do you know? Dude, I love Joss, all right? Buffy, Angel, love it.
Joss Whedon can suck a dick.
Why?
The man ruined Ultron, the man ruined Justice League. He's on my shit list.
Dude, Ultron was great, okay?
It was horrible. It was garbage. I'm kidding.
Okay. All right. Here we go, man. February. All right. Lego Movie 2. What Women Want.
Oh, yay.
All right. February 15th, Alita Battle Angel.
Oh, yay, man. Yo, you're so excited for Alita the Battle Angel, bro?
I'm not excited.
God, I have been waiting my entire life for an Alita movie, bro. God, that's going to be such a big flop. That's going to flop so hard.
Yeah, it definitely is.
You know how hard Mortal Engines flopped? That Peter Jackson bullshit?
Well, it wasn't Peter Jackson. Dude, no one cares about these movies.
Just dead. Yeah. Nothing. Made like...
$6.
Made like...
You know what it
is? Not a million. Not even a million, probably. I don't think. I think it was under a million domestically.
I have a theory that Hugo Weaving is a movie killer now.
Really?
I really think that
he
destroys
movies. Oh, yeah. No, he was not in...
he didn't sign up for Endgame.
Yeah, he did not.
Yeah.
What a shame.
Like, I don't know why he wouldn't.
I don't either. Like, it's a very small role. Just be in it and do it. You get the money. You're in
it. Like, if Robert Downey Jr. could take some reduced screen time, I think you can, sir.
Yeah.
You know? Whatever. Anyway. How to Train Your Dragon 3. Okay. All right. March. Madea Family Funeral, dude. You want to see that?
Fuck yes. So pumped. So pumped.
Captain Marvel.
Yeah, that's good.
All right. The Sex Trip. That's for teenagers, right?
Yep.
I'm just going to scroll through. Some of these might be good. I just don't care. I'm looking for the new Justice League.
God, can you go slower?
That Us movie. Dude, a new barbershop, dude, called Ramen Shop.
What?
I don't know if it's actually Barbershop. I just wanted to make a joke. Dumbo's coming out.
That's going to flop, too.
Dumbo? It might, dude. Dumbo. Shazam? Like, that one's supposed to be good, too,
that's
right?
That's big DC one.
Right, yeah. That one's supposed to be good, Pet Sematary. Supposed that's a Stephen King one. Look at this one with the pig, dude. I'm going to go watch the pig movie.
Hellboy.
Hellboy, that's going to flop. It's going to flop horribly, dude.
God, stop.
What about Sauvage?
Scrolling.
What, do you want me to...
I can't read them.
You want me to be slow or fast? You got
to
pick
be
one.
Slower. I need to read. Rafiki, man.
Dude, I don't think it's about the monkey.
Dude,
and the
I'm
lion.
So pumped for Rafiki.
There's Avengers Endgame, all right? That's besides Captain Marvel, that's really
anybody,
the only movie
anybody who's
see.
Coming out on the same day as that is a dumb.
Yeah, look like
dumb.
Like
person.
Intruder is a Dennis Quaid movie coming out the same day.
What the fuck is Dennis Quaid still doing, man?
Dude, apparently making movies that compete with Avengers. Like, that's not... Like, how mad would you be if they're like, yes, your new movie, Dennis, is coming out the same day as Avengers Infinity War. You know, people don't want to see the greatest movie of all time, then go watch a Dennis Quaid movie. It's like, no.
Nope.
No. Detective Pikachu, gonna go watch that for 100%.
Oh, yeah.
Can't wait for Detective Pikachu. John Wick 3.
Great.
Okay, sequel to A Dog's Life, man. Aladdin. Minecraft, the first movie. Godzilla. Then the Elton John biopic, I think.
Oh my God.
Dark Phoenix.
That's finally coming out now,
I think
is
so,
it?
Yeah.
Finally in June?
Secret Life of Pets.
That's a bad time to come out.
Men in Black reboot. Shaft sequel. Toy Story 4.
Jesus, that's going to be a big month.
This is Chucky, a Chucky reboot.
Christ.
A Grudge reboot.
Christ.
Like, this is what
that
I'm saying.
That says 2020.
Wait, no. No. If we're in 2019, we're in...
Look at that!
It does say 2020, but we're on June 21st of 2019, so it's just IMDb.
It's mislabeled, yeah.
Yeah, it's just... But yeah, that's what I mean. Like, we're so focused on the Disney properties, we missed all these sequels and reboots that are happening.
God, they're so bad, man. Everyone's just trying
like,
so desperately.
Here's a John Barenthal, a Christian Bale movie with Matt Damon called Ford versus Ferrari. Pungus Herd Minecraft movie and his anus... prolapse. That is so descriptive. Just wait, it's gonna get
Ford versus Ferrari.
Hold on. Oh, there you go, Taylor with 100 bits.
Bam,
double D. She is the
double
D. Chat, look at this. I'm gonna go right here. I'm gonna find Taylor. Where's she at, Taylor? Taylor, where you at? Are you in here? Are you in here, Taylor? There's too many people.
It's right
My
there.
Fame is too overwhelming, all right? Double Ds. Look at that, Taylor. You the double D now, all right? Yeah, there we go. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's gonna get worse, Taco Truck. Just wait, all right? Now we're into July. Spider-Man, okay? Here's a Dave Bautista movie. The Lion King. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. New Quentin Tarantino movie. Okay? Now we're into August. Fast and Furious. Hobbs and Shaw. The New Mutants.
Oh, that's finally coming out, too.
Dora the Explorer.
What?
A live-action Dora the Explorer.
What?
Artemis Fowl. All right. Let's see. Don't know that one. Angry Birds Movie 2. Playmobil, the movie.
I saw the trailer for that.
Playmobil.
Looks super weird, man.
Playmobil. By the way... Adam Lambert's in it, Daniel Radcliffe's in it, James Gaffigan's in it. It's just like...
Jesus Christ.
I just don't know what to do with my life. Here's the next Gerard Butler movie, Angel Has Fallen.
Oh my God. What?
How is there another one of
How
these?
Is there another one? What does it say? Secret Service,
Agent Mike Banning
for the attempted
for
assassination of the president and must evade his own agency in the FBI. God, that sounds like dog shit. That sounds so bad.
And then for Taco Truck, especially here's in September... It, Chapter 2.
Wow.
It's a sequel. It's got James McAvoy and Jessica Chastain in it, right? That should be good.
I thought it was good, Taco.
I didn't see it.
I thought everybody
scared.
Said it was like the shit.
In September, we've got Downton Abbey, the movie, coming out. If you want to go see
God.
Downton Abbey. All right. And then let's see what else. I don't know what Judy is. Probably about Judy Garland, be my guess.
Yep,
it's okay.
Judy Garland.
Right? October, we got the Joker movie coming out. We got Zombieland 2 coming out.
Is it the same people?
Yeah, Emma Stone, Zoe Deutch, Abigail Breslin, Woody Harrelson. There's the other Michael Cera, Jesse Eisenberg, right there.
Oh my
okay.
Fucking God!
The Addams Family. Okay, Are You Afraid of the Dark? A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. A Mr. Rogers biopic. Tom Hanks. Okay, an untitled Terminator reboot. A Charlie's Angels reboot. Sonic the Hedgehog live action, a Kingsman 3 movie.
Oh my God.
Let's see what else we got here. Frozen 2. And now we're into December. Okay.
Frozen 2's coming out in November.
Jumanji sequel, Star Wars Episode 9, He-Man Masters of the Universe movie.
No, that's animated. That's animated.
I don't think so. I think it would say animated here if it was.
It says, look at the cover.
That's just a poster, though.
It's animated.
The one said 2020 in the title, man. It's not accurate.
It's animated.
And then a live-action Cats movie based off the Broadway play.
Idris Elba,
Rebel Wilson, Judy Dench, and Ian McKellen. Can you name a weirder cast than that?
Oh, my God. What?
So weird, right? It's so weird.
Oh, there you go. There's a great one. Melissa McCarthy, super intelligent.
Hey, I like Bobby Cannavale, okay?
Who the fuck is that?
He's the cop in Ant-Man. The stepdad. In Ant-Man.
Oh.
He's that guy. I like him. He was in a vinyl. He was in Boardwalk Empire.
Sure.
I think he's a good actor, and he keeps taking terrible roles, man. Little Women. You want to see that, man?
This is December?
We're in December now. Little Women, and then we got Call of the Wild. Don't know what that
Harrison
is.
Ford?
Harrison Ford's in that, man. A sled dog struggles for survival in the Alaskan wild. Like, the thing is, like, they're slated for this late. Like, you know that they're supposed to be big movies. So we probably should be reading. Okay, February 7th of 2020, Birds of Prey. And the Fantabulous Emancipation of One Harley Quinn. I guess that's the technical term. Birds of Prey and the Fantabulous Emancipation of One Harley
Quinn. Rabbit 2.
There's Peter Rabbit 2, man.
That's great.
Good to talk about that. Bond 25. Bloodshot. Don't know what that is. Fantasy Island. You think Call of the Wild's about a wolf who becomes a sled dog? Is it Balto? Is that a live
if
action?
It's Balto, I'm
dude.
Down.
If it's Balto and it's got Harrison Ford in it, we'll watch that. I'm more excited about that than I am about the next Chris Nolan movie.
Onward. What is that?
I don't know.
It's got Tom Holland.
That's
in it,
the
and
oh,
Chris
that's the
Pratt.
Next Pixar movie. That's
what?
The next Pixar movie. Onward.
That sounds, what is it? What is it?
Set in a suburban fantasy world, two teenage elf brothers embark on a quest to discover there's still magic out there.
Interesting.
I don't think this Gambit movie will happen, right? No way, right?
No.
No way Gambit happens. Mulan in 2020. G.I. Joe reboot.
Are you fucking kidding me? Dude, I was a junior in high school when the first
Trolls.
One came out.
Dude, it's disgusting, right?
That's not
Legally
good.
Blonde 3. A Quiet Place 2, a Scooby-Doo reboot, Godzilla versus King Kong.
Wow.
Like, look at these movies that are now. Like, we're in June of 2020, but, like, I don't know how we miss some of these.
Wonder Woman
2, Top Gun Maverick. Why is that coming out so far from now?
Tom Cruise likes to make things right, man.
Does he?
Hey, back.
What?
Untitled Fox Marvel film.
Yeah.
That's an X-Men movie, man.
Yeah.
That's a Marvel X-Men movie,
well,
man.
Well, this doesn't say Marvel Studios. This was slated by Fox. I think this whole year is going to get blown up, personally. I don't think Gambit or this movie will happen. Minions 2, man. A Bob Burgers movie. Another SpongeBob movie. Bob's Burgers.
What?
Jungle Cruise. You know, another Disney ride movie, like
Are you
Pirates.
Are you kidding me?
You know? Croods 2, dude. You want to see Croods 2?
About time. Croods was great.
You like Croods?
Dude, Croods was great. Had Ryan Reynolds in it. It was fine.
All right, man.
It was great.
I believe you. Mulan who? Hey, Mulan is the greatest, right? Who is that girl I see standing
Vivo.
Straight
A monkey strives to fulfill
when
his musical destiny by traveling from Havana to Miami. Red Notice with Dwayne Johnson and Gal Gadot.
Who about the Rugrats live-action CGI hybrid based on
God,
the Nickelodeon
that's
show.
Going to be horrible. Okay, well, we're in store for some really shitty cinema coming up.
But also great!
So strap in.
Like,
for
that's
the
thing is that we're
going to
have some of the best
life.
Movies ever, but we're also going to have some of the worst movies ever.
Mm-hmm.
Like, in the same year we get Endgame...
Yeah.
But we also get the Playmobil movie.
Yep.
You know, it's like, wow.
Yep.
I mean, I guess, does that show how divided America is, that we get literally the worst movies of all time with the best movies of all time? There's no middle ground?
Like, why even try? If you're a movie studio, just give up. Try and sell.
Like, why would the Playmobil movie try to make money this year? Like, wait next year.
Or the year after that. Or never.
Or just how about never? Yeah, maybe make a couple YouTube series. Like, and
who?
I think that's enough, right?
Like, is Playmobil bigger than what we remember? Because I don't... I remember Playmobil, but I don't remember, like, loving it. If they meant, like, the Lego movies, I love fucking Lego, and I hate the Lego movies. So what does that say about this goddamn Playmobil
shit?
I
don't know, but, like, look at this, okay? There's a whole list here some guy on Reddit made. But this says a lot, I think, about maybe our show and just Hollywood in general. This guy has laid out a list of 50-plus upcoming original adapted films that are showing real promise, and then 25 major franchise sequel films. So I'm just scrolling through here, all these movies coming out in 2019, and I'm not looking at any of them because none of them spike my interest. Like, okay, The Dead Don't Die, another awesome cast. Definitely one to look forward to. Plot summary is now, but it's a zombie comedy horror flick starring Bill Murray, Adam Driver, Selena Gomez, Chloe, Austin Butler, Steve Buscemi, and Tilda Swinton. Like, okay, that one actually looks pretty good. What about this one? Where'd You Go, Bernadette? The trailer for this, particularly the music, wasn't good. Con of the trailer says a lot of potential. Architect turned recruits Bernadette Fox goes missing prior to a failed trip. My point is that none of these movies stick out to me. So I immediately scrolled through all of this massive list and got down here to the stupid remakes one, because these are the ones that people actually will latch on to. Like, when we talk about these on the show, these are the people, these are the ones we relate to. Like, half the people turned out when I was reading the Kate Blanchett description, okay? But when I go, oh, Godzilla, Star Wars, Zombieland 2, Pokemon Detective Pikachu, Lego Movie 2, Avengers Endgame, Captain Marvel, The Joker Movie, Toy Story 4, Shazam, It 2, John Wick 3, like, everyone now has opinions about some of the movies I just wrote, you know, just read about. That's the thing.
I'm not ready for it, man.
Like,
I want, like, five of the movies.
Almost every one of these movies, these big, non-huge budget movies, but are supposed to be really good with good cast based off original material or adapted material from original works, not sequels, not big budgets. All of these are probably better than every one down on the bottom of the list that's a sequel, you know, with a few exceptions.
Mm-hmm.
But we won't watch any of these. What we do is we'll be here. We'll be sitting here this time next year, and 10 of those movies will be on the Oscars nomination list, and we'll be like,
yep.
And that says that's why they make the Playmobil movie, man. That's why they make the Playmobil movie. It's because of that exactly.
Why? We don't know.
We're the problem.
No.
We're the problem. We should watch those good movies.
Ow. My knee.
Like, you remember Basement Brain? Like, used
no,
to watch
I
all
don't
those.
I don't remember anything. My knee.
The Basic Brain is a 14-month sub, all right? You should remember him.
Oh, I don't remember anyone anymore.
Hey, you want to see...
I remember when I had working knees and wasn't 25, about to be 26. Christ almighty.
Okay, what about this, man? Disney?
Disney what?
We got like 3 minutes, man.
Hurry the fuck up!
It's not going to make 3 minutes go faster.
Hurry the fuck up.
Disney is...
It's a really good point.
Disney is spending... Disney will spend $16.4 billion this year on its streaming service and original content.
What?
Netflix is spending $14 billion. So Disney is going to spend $2 billion more than Netflix in 2019 on original content to beef up their streaming
service.
Last
year? When we were like...
Yeah, I do. Here's the thing that blows my mind, though.
It was only a billion?
So this is what I thought. I was like, first of all, like, wow, they're going to have a lot of content. But I don't know if they are. Here's what I think. What if instead of having a lot of content,
mm-hmm.
what if... Because Netflix is going to spend $12 billion and they're going to have 12 billion shows, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's what they're going to do. Disney may have 40 and spend $16 billion. And that's going to be, like, that means, like, the Mandalorian and the Loki series are going to be cinema quality.
Isn't that where all
right?
this shit's going anyways?
Yeah, that's what I would like. Wouldn't you rather have a long-form, like, character-type movie, like The Punisher for Spider-Man, than an hour-and-a-half-long movie every 3 years
yeah,
for
I mean,
Spider-Man?
If they were the quality of the yes. movies, absolutely.
Yeah, I would, too. So I think that's awesome. Guys, Game of Thrones Day, we're going to do that on Sunday. There's no way we do that today.
What's the game? Oh, yeah.
The Death Pool. Yeah. I mean, I think that lasts until Game of Thrones. I mean, honestly, I kind of want to wait until closer to Game of Thrones to do it.
Yeah.
But Then
we
again,
need a trailer before we can accurately describe.
It's true. It's true. Hey, you want to do? Hey, chat. Remember, I was talking about this on my stream earlier. For those of you who are there, get ready to lull. Hey, you want to do a show after each Game of Thrones episode and talk about it and give our discussions?
No.
Okay, that's what I thought. Yeah.
Fuck no.
That's what I thought. Yeah. Okay, I'm gonna play one more video just because this blows my mind, and then we can leave and you can go pee. Okay. This is Elon Musk's jet, all of his flights in 2018.
Okay.
So look at him just flying around from like Reno, San Francisco, Los Angeles, then back and forth to Panama, over to Florida, just all the time. There was one to Austin, it looked like. Now he's flying over to Egypt. Now he's leaving again. Now he's flying up to North Dakota. He's already flown 63,000 miles. He's up to May. Like, look at this. How much flying?
Did he go to Chicago?
Well, isn't this ridiculous, dude?
Portugal or Spain? He went to Spain.
Like, I'm sure some of these are layovers,
connecting,
you know?
Yeah.
Here he's going to Taiwan. Remember that? Lol.
What?
Remember he went to Taiwan and got those people out of a cave?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was that thing. I mean, just look at how many flights he's taken between San Francisco and Los Angeles. And there was one over to the top of Virginia. He went to D.C. He went back to D.C. Then he went to New York. And he went down to Can. Now he's in. I mean, like, isn't that insane, dude?
That's stupid.
How much? So, like, that really put in perspective to me, one, how poor we are.
Yeah.
Okay. And secondly, that's got to be why the man wants the Hyperloop.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's got to be why the man wants the Hyperloop.
I'm sure a lot of people want the Hyperloop.
Because look at how much he's flying. That
where's Silicon Valley? Is that San Francisco?
Yeah, it's San Francisco to L.A., basically.
Okay.
Like, it's just, it's a, you can drive it, but I think it takes forever. I mean, he's got a private jet. Why not fly it? But, like, that's why he wants the Hyperloop.
Yeah.
Makes so much sense. You get points in here, Hiko, the exact same way that you get them on my stream, but this stream isn't fancy, so you don't get to check them here. But you have them. 10 points for every 10 minutes.
Sure. They do nothing.
Hyperloop, well, they're going to dig a tunnel and then like a pneumatic tube at like a bank. They're going to put a train in there and it's going to shoot really fast through the ground.
How are you not going to be just like...
I don't know. Well, I don't know if they ever figured that out. I mean, is the Hyperloop happening?
No.
I know that's why part of the problem.
They figured out how to get the train to go fast, but I don't think they figured out the humans being in it and being able to not throw up after something like that.
Right.
Because you're experiencing like multiple G's.
Yeah, and you can't like just un-G it.
Yeah, no.
You know,
there's no like pressure that you could just...
Right.
No.
I don't feel like it. But whatever, man. I don't know.
How do planes do it?
I don't know.
Because they don't go G fast.
Dude, we are too stupid to know these things.
Yeah, that's true.
We're too stupid to know this stuff.
Magnets, bitch.
I mean, it is magnets, right? That's how it works?
I think.
Yeah. That's how it works. It just
shoots. That's at least how it levitates the train.
But like, I saw that and I was like, "Wow, look at that guy! He flies everywhere." And then I realized he's flying in this triangle from L.A. to San Francisco to Reno to L.A. to San Francisco to Reno to L.A. and doing it 50 times a year. Like, no wonder the man wants a Hyperloop.
Yeah.
Because one, it's terrible for the environment, but you also can't blame the man. He's gonna fly if he's got a plane. But if there was a better, faster way that was better for the Earth, wouldn't you think he'd do it? That's why he wants the Hyperloop. Right?
Makes sense.
Yeah. All right, let's end the stupid show.
What's in Reno?
A big Tesla power plant. That's like where all their batteries are made. I don't know if he's going to build a Hyperloop to Reno, but that's at least where...
probably.
I mean, I would assume it would be his own personal one. I mean, who else is going to Reno? Yeah. Las Vegas? Maybe. Reno?
Sure.
Don't think so. Well, anyways, guys, that's it for this episode of Seth and Colby. If you're watching us live on Twitch, though... go nowhere. We're going to be back, take 5-minute break so Colby can pee, so I can pee, and then we're going to come back with part 3 of Colby Plays Detroit Become Human. He has murdered someone every playthrough so far. Maybe he'll murder some more people tonight.
I will murder all the people.
Tune in and find out. If you're listening on audio, on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or Spotify, thank you very much for doing so, but come to twitch.tv/SethandColby and hit follow. Connect your Amazon Prime account, which I know you have, to your Twitch account. Sub to us for free. Do it. And if you don't have Amazon Prime because you're some type of pleb, just spend $5 or $25, even better, and sub to us. All right? Everybody else and everyone, period. Twitter.com/SethandColby, Facebook.com/SethandColby, Instagram.com/SethandColby. There's a Reddit. You can also join the Discord, buy a t-shirt at RaptorTeeth.live. And P.O. Box 75648, Wichita, Kansas 67275 is where you can send us things. If you want to send us things. And all this information and all those links
send
and everything
stuff,
I said.
Guys.
SethandColby.com. So, guys, we're going to take a quick break here live. And we'll come back with more fun and more stuff in just about 5 minutes. Everybody else, we'll see you on Sunday, 3 p.m. Eastern, 12 p.m. 3 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central European time
for a
special Super Bowl episode of Seth and Colby. But if you're here, yes, keep spending your money there, Taco. That's the right thing to do.
All right.
Okay.
For shame.
No. No, I thank you. You did
shamed.
The right thing. We'll be back in just a second, guys. Give us a second.
Shame.
BRB.